Okay. We are on Dalet Amud Beis 4b, the fifth line from the top. Okay, up to this point, we proved, how do we know that kesef, money, is one of the vehicles that affects the kiddushin? And we went through a very lengthy proof from the fact that a Jewish girl who was freed from her Jewish servitude, it says, V'yotza chinam ein kosef. She goes out free with no money. And we explained that she goes out of her servitude for free, but there's a different master that she goes out with where there is money. And that's the other master, is her father, that she goes out with money that a man gives her in terms for marrying her. Okay, and v'yotza chinam ein kosef. And that extra ein kosef teaches us that there's another master she leaves from with the receipt of the money, and went through all the proofs to show how she gets the money, and it works if a father takes the money for her, and that the father keeps the money, etc., etc. Went through all that, and that was a proof. Then we had to deal with some side issues that came up because of it. Now, the Gemara is going to bring... Now, this was the Gemara bringing their own answer, as it were. Now we're going to bring a brisa from Tanaic sources that suggests another source that money works to make a kiddushin. And in the very beginning, we alluded to it in the very beginning when we're asking why did we say that a woman is acquired. We already alluded to this and brought it, so it won't be strange to you. But this is the primary source of where we're learning it from. So that's what we're going to deal with right now. Vitana maisi la mehacha. And there was a brisa. Atana deduces the fact that kesef works for a kiddushin from the following. Ditanya, for it was taught in a brisa. Remember the sukkah and the Torah say about marriage, it says the following. These are the words of the Torah in Sefer Dvarim. Ki yikach ish isha uva'ala. If a man shall take a woman and cohabit with her. That's talking about the marriage. V'hoya imlo simtza chein be'enov. And if she doesn't find favor in his eyes. Ki imotza bo'erva sabri finds it, doesn't like, etc. etc. He can divorce her. Okay, let's go back to those first four words. Ki yikach ish isha. If a man takes a woman. That expression, yikach, taking. What does taking mean? So the brisa says, ein kicha ela bekesef. That's a double negative. Kicha means only bekesef, through money. Literally it means to take. But when the Torah uses the word to take, it says the man took the woman, how did he take her? Well, whenever it says taking, it means it takes through money. How do we know this? Vechein hu omer, and so it says, when Avram brought the field of the Machpelah from Ephron, where Avram told Ephron, Nasati kesev asodeh, I have given the money for the field, kach mimeni, take it from me. Take the money from me. So you see the word kach, take, that's the same root as the we have by a woman getting married, yikach, and he says take. So what do you take? You're taking through money. So you see that taking is a taking with money. So therefore, and we already went through this the first time when we went through this. So just like it says take, here is the kesef. And what do you do with the kesef? Ka, we take money. So the same thing when you want to marry a woman, ki yikach isha, how do you take her? You take her by giving her the money. So that's what we see, and that's a brisa proof. It's a much more direct proof from that. Okay, that is the brisa. Now, what's going to happen now, and that will be the final answer. This is so we have a second source, how kesef works to make a kiddushin happen with a woman. The Gemara now is going to say, why did we need a pasuk? Why do we have to deduce it, why have to deduce it from a pasuk? Perhaps we could have understood this from logic. See, up to now, the Braisa said, well, the only way, in other words, if it wasn't for this kicha, I wouldn't know that money works. So the Gemara is going to ask, well, even without the pasuk, I should know that money works, because we have logical kal vachomers that would enable us to understand that a woman can be taken with money. And why do we need to come on to a pasuk? So the Gemara is going to be asking a few of these questions to just say, why are we saying it's from a pasuk when we could have just derived it from a kal vachomer? And here's how we begin the question. The halo dinhu. The word halo means isn't it? The halo, isn't it a din? Isn't it logical? Isn't it a kal vachomer that giving money works? Why? Well, let's look at other areas. Uma omaha ivriya. Let's look at a Jewish Hebrew maidservant. Now, if you want to acquire a girl, father wants to sell his daughter as a maidservant. How does that happen? How does that transaction happen? You take your daughter, and now you've sold her to another Jewish man. How does that happen? Well, we'll see in a minute. It works with money. Obviously, he's selling her because he needs the money. He gives her kesef, and that's how she becomes now a maidservant for another Jew. Okay, can this girl be acquired as a servant through intimacy? You just give your daughter's man, he'll be intimate with her, and now she becomes the servant. So we will see. Then we just read now, Uma Amo Ivriya. Let's look at a Jewish Hebrew maidservant. She'ena Niknas Babia. She's not acquired with cohabitation. You can't acquire a maidservant with cohabitation. How do you acquire her? Niknas Bakesa. But she is acquired with money. Right? If you pay the father money, you get her as a maidservant. Cohabitation doesn't make a girl your maidservant, right? Let's look at the notes here. If a man cohabits with a girl for the purpose of acquiring her as a servant, she does not thereby become his maidservant. Nevertheless, he may purchase her as a servant by giving her father money, right? Now, how do we know that money works? So, Brackett says, according to Rashi, the fact that she may be acquired through money is implied by the verse, Mikesef Miknaso. There's a verse over there that's written in connection with emancipating a Hebrew servant. Anyway, but we see it's not important to know that how it works, but he does acquire her through money. So cohabitation, no. Money, yes. So now we're going to use the kal vachomer argument. A girl to become a maidservant, cohabitation doesn't help, but money helps. So now, let's look at a regular girl, a woman in terms of marriage. How can a man acquire a woman in marriage? What do we know already? So, Zu, Sheniknes, Bibia. This woman who can be acquired in marriage through cohabitation. How do we know that? Because that was the very next word of the pasuk. Ki ish ki yikach isha ubeala, he cohabits with her. And we'll learn tomorrow that that's the source for cohabitation. It's explicit pasuk. So we see that a woman, you can make a kiddushin with a woman with cohabitation. So now again, let's do the argument here. Let's do the logic. If a Hebrew maidservant cannot be acquired with cohabitation, but can be acquired through money, so now a regular Jewish woman who can be acquired through cohabitation, ain't odin, shouldn't it be logical, shetikna bakesef, that should she be acquired with money? In other words, if somebody has one thing over another, right, and now the other thing, now is a second thing, then of course, then this should obviously be for sure. Let's maybe make a little bit of a chart over here, to just show over here. Let me make it a little clearer. There we go again. Okay. So we have over here a, we'll say a, which direction you want to make it? A maid. And then we have marriage. Okay. Now, we have cohabitation. I have to use some abbreviations. I don't got a lot of space here. Okay. Does a maid become acquired through cohabitation?
No.
No. Can a woman get married through cohabitation?
Yes.
Yes. So what do you see? A woman has an extra way, she has a way of getting married where a maid can't. Okay, now let's go to money. Let's go to money. Can you acquire the maid through money?
Yes.
Yes. So now, if a regular woman, you can marry her through cohabitation, while a maid not. So if a maid works with money, then what would you logically assume is to marry a woman through money?
Yeah.
All the more so.
How can you compare being a slave to being married?
We're talking about an acquisition now. We're talking about an acquisition. A single girl, a father could say, you're no longer living in my house. You now belong to this man. Right? There's an acquisition. There's a transference of jurisdiction. Right? Now, when a woman, you understand, a girl is in a father's house. Girl's in a father's house. Father says, you're no longer under my jurisdiction, dear. You're going to be under this man's jurisdiction. There is a legal transferring of jurisdiction happening. And the context of that relationship is a master-slave relationship. I'm not so concerned about what kind of relationship, but the fact that a transference of jurisdiction occurred. Okay? Now, when a father has a little girl, he could do another thing. He could say, now have her be married to another man. Because you're not going to be a servant, you're going to be married to this man. Father is empowered until a girl is 12, or a girl at her own age of 12 can transfer jurisdiction. Woman, you know, it's not just the father. A woman, a single woman, she can do whatever she wants. All of a sudden she gets married. The husband has a jurisdiction over her, at least in terms of marriage. So we're changing jurisdictions. That's what's happening. So by a maid, if you want your daughter to leave your jurisdiction and go to another man's jurisdiction, well, having her cohabit with him is not going to affect that change of jurisdiction. However, if you give your daughter over to a man, or a single woman allows herself to be given over to a man and says, listen, you can cohabit with me, that will affect the change of jurisdiction. So you see that that works. So if we see by regular marriage, cohabitation works, by a maid it doesn't. So if by a maid, if money works to change the jurisdiction, then all the more so, it should work. So that's the Kal Vachomer. Why do I need a verse? Why do I need a drasha of kicha kicha? It says if a man takes a woman, and we had to bother to say that kicha means to take with money, because we learned that from the Sede Ephron. Why do I need that? Let me just use good old-fashioned logic. That's what the Gemara is asking. Okay? To which, now the only way we could say that this is a Kal Vachomer. Now, how does this Kal Vachomer work? In other words, we're saying that marriage has a superiority over cohabitation because cohabitation is a means of accomplishing the transference of the jurisdiction. And if it already has an advantage over a maid, then whatever the maid would have, then in marriage would have. That's the way the logic works. Now, there's a way to break that logic.
A cohabitation is intimacy or just being the same?
Intimacy. If a man and woman consent to say, listen, we will go through the act of intimacy, and that will affect a kiddushin. Okay? Remember, that's only level one of marriage. Again, we frown upon that as a regular practice, but on the biblical level, it is permitted. On the biblical, we're not suggesting people should do that today, but on the biblical level, that is permitted. So if a woman is able to change jurisdiction in the institution of marriage through cohabitation, while a maid is not able to become a maid through cohabitation, so if a maid can become a maid through money, then a woman can get married certainly through money, and I don't need a special teaching. Now that's what Gemara asks. That's the question. Now, the way you would answer a Kal Vachomer is by showing that the fact that marriage has something that a maid doesn't we have to somehow show that cohabitation is not considered something to show that marriage is stronger. And as we assume marriage is stronger because it has something that a maid doesn't have. But if we could say, maybe it has something that a maid does have, but really it has no bearing on other aspects of marriage, then it wouldn't be a proof. The question is, how could you do that? So you have to find another example of another relationship where, for example, cohabitation works, but money doesn't work. So let's see how the Gemara is going to answer this question. The Gemara is going to answer this question by saying, Yevama tochiach. The case of Yevama will refute this reasoning. Remember, Yevama is when a man dies without children, he leaves his wife, and she falls to Yibum, to his brother. Now, Yevama as well, there's got to be a transference. She was the husband's domain. The husband died. We said she's not free to do whatever she wants. There's a connection to the brother now. The biblical connection to the brother. But now for the brother and her, for her to be considered in the brother's domain, something has to happen. Again, something has to happen to put her into the brother's domain. So what act will do that? So let's see what happens. We'll see how this breaks the logic that we assumed beforehand. How is the woman, the Yavama, acquired by the Yavam? Do we remember from the Mishnah?
Yeah.
Through Bia only. Cohabitation only. The only way that she now becomes this man's wife is through cohabitation. Period. The fact that the rabbis made a decree, well, that's a little bit too quick here. Let's go through the process of giving money, but that's not really a kiddushin. That's what we said, that's a mamar. That's not really a kiddushin. The real kiddushin, the real now that they're husband and wife at that level one, is with cohabitation. So what do we see? Let's look at a yavama. Let's see how yavama works. That what? Sheniknes bebiya. That a woman can be acquired to the brother through cohabitation. But if the man just gives her money and say, you are now my wife, the brother gave me, you are my wife, by giving her money, veina niknes bekesef. She is not acquired by money. Uh-huh. So, therefore, let's put this down on our little chart over here. Now we go to Yibum. Yibum has cohabitation check, but money X. So what does that show you? The fact that cohabitation is a means of marriage doesn't suggest that money would be a means of marriage. So the fact that by marriage. We have cohabitation, and we thought that that made it, at to show how much more powerful it is over a maid that doesn't cohabitation. So that's what we suggested, and for sure money should work. But you see that cohabitation is not necessarily a point to show that it worked, that it's easier to have a change of transference of jurisdiction, because by Yibum, even though cohabitation works, but money doesn't work. So cohabitation is not really an advantage. It's not a proof to show it's any stronger, because by Yibum where cohabitation works, the money doesn't work. So now we don't have a Kal v'chomer anymore. We wanted to say, well, but see, by a maid, cohabitation doesn't work, and money works. So by regular marriage, if cohabitation works, then money for sure work. But we see that the fact that you have the ability to transfer through cohabitation, that doesn't mean anything vis-a-vis money transference, because by Yibum, where cohabitation does work, money does not work. And therefore, we know not have a Kal v'chomer. That's why we have to go back to the Pasuk. Okay, got that? Does that make sense? That's what the Gemara says over here. Let's see the note over here. Evidently, then, the mere fact that cohabitation affects a certain kinyan does not yield that money can affect this kinyan too. Okay, now, let's see the notes. The Gemara derives that a Yavavama becomes fully married to her late husband's brother only through Yibum, an act which involves cohabitation. The giving of money by kindness cannot affect Yibum. Okay, so now that part is good. Now, the next line, we're still all in this brisa. This is all a brisa. It's not the Gemara. This is a brisa. It's all quoting a brisa. Now, the brisa is still not done. So far, it's pretty understandable what's going on over here. The next line of the brisa is going to not seem to logically flow. Okay? In other words, the brisa now is making its conclusion. Remember, the brisa started, how do we know Kesef works? Well, you had a drasha, kicha, kicha from Stei Ephraim. The brisa then asked the question, why don't we use the Kal Vachomer? Or it says, well, we can't use the Kal Vachomer. But then the brisa continues, says, well, wait a minute. You know, you wanted to say there's no Kal Vachomer because Yibum messed up my logic. Yibum messed up my logic. The brisa comes back and says, wait a minute. Well, maybe you know why Yibum doesn't work by money? Because Yibum is a unique, exception to the rule. If I can show that Yibum is an exception to the rule, then I can't bring it into my argument over here. So the brisa now says, wait a minute. Mali Yavama, let's take a look at this Yavama over here. This answer, you said, well, Yavama knocks out the logic of the Kal Vachomer. But wait a minute, but Yavama, let's look at this one more thing. Can you transfer a Yavama with a shtar, with a document? Does that work? No, it doesn't work. So let's go back to our little chart over here. All right, now I gotta add. Shtar. Okay. Shtar does not work by Yibum. Shtar works, though, for marriage. And we'll see about mate in a minute. But Gemara saying, you know, you want to say that the fact that marriage has an advantage over a maid because of cohabitation, that makes it stronger, and therefore the more so by money it'll work. We've refuted that by saying, well, Yibum has cohabitation, money doesn't work. So you see, Gemara says, wait a minute, you know why money doesn't work by Yibum? Because by Yibum, nothing works except cohabitation. It's like an exception to the rule. Because you see, even a document doesn't work. So, you know, don't start asking me questions, well, cohabitation doesn't prove anything, but you see, by marriage, a document works also. Cohabitation works, a document works. Obviously, this whole Yibum seems to be a whole different type of procedure, as it were. And marriage, you know, the fact that Yibum doesn't work by money doesn't take away from the fact that cohabitation by marriage works. So it could be that Yibum is just one of these exceptions to the rule that we just can't bring into the equation at all. And that's what the Gemara is going to say now. Gemara is saying, look, it says, what comparison can make to the Yavama who is different in that she cannot be acquired with the document? That is, her inability to be acquired through the document, explain why she cannot be acquired through money as well. So let's see the notes over here. I say the Rashi explains Gemara's objection as follows. Since the Yavama may not become married with the giving of a document, which is one of the three standard methods of Kiddushin, it can be seen that the Yavama represents an exceptional case. This being so, we may suggest that the exclusive capacity of cohabitation to acquire Yavama does not derive from cohabitation's general strength as a method of acquisition, but rather from the nature of Yavama. In other words, Yavama, as it says, has already been a little bit tied up to this man because she was married to his brother. In other words, Yavama is a unique scenario because, as opposed to other relationships of maid and marriage, there is no a prior relationship with anything at all. The man who sells his daughter as a slave had no business with that man he sold the slave from beforehand. A woman gets married to the man, there was no business beforehand. So now we're looking at ways of acquisition. But here, with Yibum, there was already an old relationship going on over here. There was already a connection by virtue of the brother-in-law, the person that she was married to, the guy's brother already. So therefore, cohabitation will work, but not really through the work of normal change of jurisdiction, so to speak, because there already was a connection. So therefore, the fact that cohabitation works by even but money doesn't work, that doesn't mean that cohabitation is not a good way of acquisition, but by Yibum, it's just not needing that kind of means of acquisition, and we're not really looking at regular means of acquisition. That's the difference. So Tomar Bezu, would you say by this one, meaning a single woman, Sheniknes Bishtar, she can be acquired by a shtar, right? So therefore, the original Kal V'Chomer should stand. The original Kal V'Chomer should stand. Your refutation of the Kal V'Chomer was based on the fact that Yibum has cohabitation, but money doesn't work. But the fact is, shtar doesn't work either. So Yibum in general shouldn't be used as something to knock out my Kal V'Chomer. Therefore, whoop, I didn't want to do that. I wanted to do this. Therefore, strike Yibum out of our discussion. It can't be used in our discussion because it works in a whole different method. And therefore, let's go back to our original Kal V'Chomer, which seemed to work. And we have an original Kal V'Chomer. Oh, but now the next line of the Braisa makes absolutely no sense. So it seems the Braisa will be holding by the question, why would I need the verse? Why did I need the verse? I've got a Kal V'Chomer. So now the Braisa concludes, Talmud Lomar, comes the Pasuk to say, Ki Yikach Ish. Oh, thereby the teaching of Kiddushin can be executed with money. Oh, that's very cryptic, but doesn't seem to make any sense. Well, what are you telling me? Now I can use money. Why are you bringing the Pasuk? We just proved that the Kal V'Chomer still works. The Braisa seems to conclude without making any sense. It says, yeah, you know, forget about Yibum, that's out. Kal V'Chomer seems to make sense. Oh, and that's why I have the words Ki Yikach. Oh, from Yikach I know that money works. So that's the end of the Braisa. So now the Gemara says, what are you talking about? I don't get it. Halama Likra. Why do I need the Pasuk? What do I need the Pasuk? You just told me that we have a Kal V'Chomer. Right? Ha'asyalah. The law was derived logically. You just proved to me that the law was learned logically. The Kal V'Chomer is a good Kal V'Chomer. And why is the Braisa concluding? Well, comes along the Pasuk and says the money works. Right? That's what the notes say. By refuting the objection from Yevama, the Braisa had justified the original Kal V'Chomer. Why then is the verse necessary? So the Braisa seems to be saying, yeah, the Kal V'Chomer is great, and we have the verse. Although I have the Kal V'Chomer, I don't need the verse. And that's how the Braisa ended, and the Gemara is now asking this question. So therefore he has to answer one last point. And what's the last point? To say, well, you're right, but there's a different problem. And this is like you have to read in between the lines of the Braisa. You have to read in between the lines the following point. And this is the last point we need to know today. Amar Ravashi. Ravashi will explain the reasoning behind the last statement of the Braisa. Even though the Braisa seemed to acknowledge we had a Kal V'Chomer, so why do you need the Pasuk? So he says, well, there's something in between the lines you have to read. Mishum de'ikala meimar, because they really, really, you could say, me'ikora de dina pircha. The whole logic of the Kal V'Chomer from the beginning is flawed.
That's my point.
Not for your reason. We'll see. But in other words, this in between the lines. It says, even though we've answered up the question, even though you thought you had a Kal V'Chomer, the bride says, no, I need the pasuk, but didn't tell you why. So Narvashi is trying to slip in. There's something essentially flawed with the Kal V'Chomer. And what's essentially wrong? That's called, it's me'ikora de dina pircha. The original logic is totally flawed to begin with. Why? Question is like this. Meheicha kamaisis lo. Where do you want to learn the Kal V'Chomer from? A woman from what? Me'ama, from a maidservant. That's where I learn. Me'ama Ivriya, from a Jewish maidservant. Well, wait a minute. There's something so essentially different by a maidservant that makes this whole discussion, this whole Kal V'Chomer, silly. But not what you thought, Larry. But a different thing. Let's try to learn. How do you get out? How do you get out of being an Amma? How do you get out of being a slave?
The shoe.
No, a slave, servant. What's one way she can go out? Through money, no?
Yep.
Through money.
No.
She can be bought out. Can a woman end a marriage through money? Can a woman buy out the husband?
No.
No. So right away you see, but by a woman servant you can. So you see, but if you can get out of the relationship with money, then I guess you can get in the relationship with money. Right? That's so you see that there's a uniqueness to money by a servant. But by marriage, you can't get out of this through money. So if you can't get out of it through money, how can I make a Kal V'chomer that I can get into it through money? Now, if you want to make a Kal V'chomer from the servant, but if there's a whole thing that a woman servant is a whole different ballgame than marriage. Malo amoy v'ir sheken yotzeis
bekesef. That's my point.
Okay. The woman can't write the whole nature. Yes, that's right. You're right. The whole nature is different. Because it's a buying and selling business here. Now, let's look at the footnote. Scripture allows a maidservant to gain her freedom by paying compensation to her master for the remaining years of her term. The fact that she may gain her freedom through money could thus explain her capacity to be acquired through money. Right? That's why money works. So she can get out of it, she can get into it. Okay, I understand. It's more of a money deal. Tomar, are you going to say bazoo by this girl to get married? She'eda yotzas pekesef. She does not leave with money. We will learn later. Woman gets divorced by a get, not by money. You don't pay a guy out and get out. It's not a money relationship. So now, do you think we're going to make a Kal V'chomer from that now that since the maidservant can be acquired with money, you can acquire this woman with money? We see that a maidservant is a whole different. Money is the whole relationship. And by a marriage, you can't get out of a marriage by money. So how can you start making deductions of a Kal V'chomer from a maidservant that you can get into it with money? So therefore, with the whole Kal V'chomer is flawed to begin with. Because when we look back, I don't have any more room on my chart over here. I'll have to just crash in over here. I'm going to put another column right on top of them. Okay, release. How do we release from here? Whoop. Very sensitive. How do we release them? So in a maidservant, money works to release. By marriage, no, it doesn't work to release. So we wanted to say, look, you see, cohabitation by a woman helps, but it doesn't help by a maid, but money helps by a maid. So all the more so money should help by marriage. The answer is no. The fact that money works by a maid is not because money even works to release her. So you see that the maid is unusual in the fact that money works to release or to acquire. How can you say by marriage where she can't go out by money to release, to say that the fact that a maid is acquired by money means you can acquire a woman by money? So you see that maid is uniquely different. That money is the only method. So it's more of a business. And that's, you were right, Larry. That's what Larry was intuitively understanding. The maid business is a money business. It's a working relationship. So therefore, money is a very good tool for a working relationship. You see, it goes in, goes out with money. But if marriage, you know, doesn't go out with money, then why should I think it goes in with money? Money seems to be more of a business deal. So therefore, any Kal V'chomer cannot be achieved. So how would I ever think that money could work? You know, only because the Torah says, kicha, kicha. Because the Torah says, ki yikach, and we know, in other words, we know you take, and taking means money. That's the only reason we know. And therefore, logic does not work. So therefore, we don't learn out from a Kal V'chomer, not because of Yibum. Yibum has nothing to do with knocking out the Kal V'chomer, because Yibum totally is not it's similar at all. Maybe we should have learned out from a maid, but by the fact that a maid can leave with money shows that no Kal V'chomers can be made, and therefore we conclude the Bryce's conclusion is, that's why the Bryce concluded, Talmud Lomar. So in between it said, yeah, you're right, Yibum is different, but the whole Kal V'chomer is flawed, and therefore what do we need? Ki yikach ish. We have to go back to the pasuk that says he takes her, and kicha means with money. In other words, our logic, in other words, at the end of the day, our logic would never have thought a woman can be gone into marriage with money. There's no logical reason to say it should work with money. God said so by using the word kiyikach, and that's why money works, not because of any logical thing. Okay, that's that little sugya. Almost done.